Christians made a difference.
The man we are featuring today was born in 1801 and had a huge impact on the lives of the poor English people of his time. One of his major achievements was to reform child labour laws. He was the Earl of Shaftesbury, or more accurately, the 7th Earl of Shaftesbury. Until his father's death in 1851, he was known as Lord Ashley. Shaftesbury was a devout Christian. He felt God had called him to devote whatever advantages he might have bestowed in the cause of the weak, the helpless, both man and beast, and those who had none to help them. However, he didn't derive this faith from his parents. He was the son of the 6th Earl of Shaftesbury, and he did not have a happy childhood. He hardly ever saw his parents, and they showed him little affection. The kindest person in his life was the household maid, Maria Millis. She showed him love, told him Bible stories, and taught him to pray. It was to her that he later attributed the start of his evangelical Christianity. Her model of Christian love formed the basis of his later social activism and philanthropic work. At the age of 7, he was sent to the manor school in Chiswick, which catered for the children of the titled rich. This was a very unpleasant experience for him. Even in his old age, he recalled it as being bad, wicked, and filthy, and said the treatment was starvation and cruelty. He later studied at Harrow School in London, where he had a happier time. He then went on to study classics at Christ Church College in Oxford. He married Lady Emily Cowper, and they had 10 children. In 1826, Shaftesbury became a Tory Member of Parliament. In this role, he began his efforts to alleviate the injustices caused by England's Industrial Revolution. Both adults and children were working in appalling conditions. Children of all ages were working in England's factories for many hours each day. In March 1833, Shaftesbury introduced the 10 Hours Act into Parliament. After some amendments, this was passed. It required that children working in the cotton and woolen industries must be aged at least 9 or above. It also stipulated that no one under the age of 13 was to work more than 9 hours a day, and that instead they should go to school. Inspectors were appointed to enforce the law. Then in 1844, a new 10 Hours Act was passed, limiting older adolescents' work to 10 hours per day. After a terrible mine accident at Silkstone in 1840, which caused the death of 26 children, Shaftesbury headed a Royal Commission of Inquiry to investigate the conditions of workers, especially children, in the coal mines. Children as young as 5 or 6 were working in the mines. He then introduced the Mines and Collieries Act of 1842, outlawing the employment of women and children in coal mines. At that time, boys were often employed as chimney sweeps and suffered skin lacerations, eye and breathing problems, cancer, and the risk of suffocation. From 1840 on, Shaftesbury instigated bills to outlaw the employment of boys as chimney sweeps. Gradually, changes were made. Finally, in 1875, he persuaded Parliament to pass the Chimney Sweepers Act. This stopped the employment of boys as chimney sweeps. When Shaftesbury visited lunatic asylums for the poor, he was horrified at the conditions he saw. He became heavily involved in reforming lunatic asylums and helping to provide better care and treatment of the insane. This is one of his most important achievements. In 1844, Lord Shaftesbury became the president of the London Ragged School Union, serving in this position for 39 years. Ragged schools were set up for poor children who could not afford an education. The schools were mostly run by volunteers. Shaftesbury maintained his commitment to the ragged schools and education reform until his death in 1885. Much later, in 1944, the school organisation adopted the name Shaftesbury Society in his honour. Shaftesbury was a leading figure within 19th century evangelical Anglicanism. He was the president of the British and Foreign Bible Society from 1851 until his death. He was president of the Evangelical Alliance for some time and was a proponent of Christian Zionism and the restoration of the Jewish people to the Holy Land. Yet another of his social causes was to lobby against the opium trade of the time. He was president of the Society for the Suppression of the Opium Trade from 1880 until his death. This led to the Royal Commission on Opium, which was set up in 1895 after his death. The opium trade was stopped in 1910. Lord Shaftesbury died on 1st of October 1885 at the age of 84. A funeral service was held in Westminster Abbey, and crowds of people from all segments of society assembled to catch a glimpse of his coffin. The Earl of Shaftesbury fought strongly for the good of society, believing as a Christian that all people are equal and loved in God's eyes. His strong Christian beliefs led him to become a great influence for social good in 19th century England. Christians.